It's the most wonderful time of the year.
For Jamaicans, Christmas is that special time of year when family and friends reunite. Churches overflow with people, and stores and stalls are emptied with the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping. We're all too familiar with how Christmas is celebrated in our homeland, but what are some unique Christmas traditions in other parts of the world? Join us as we travel to two of our sister islands in the Caribbean, our sister country in Africa, and an island located in southern Europe. Our first stop is the Twin Island Republic, Trinidad and Tobago. Christmas in Trinidad wouldn't be the same without parang. Parang was inherited from Venezuelan immigrants and is now a bona fide Trinidad and Tobago Christmas tradition. Trinidadian Karen Gomez describes paranging.
When we wake up early in the morning or late in the night, it was late in the night about 11 o'clock or early in the morning about 4 o'clock, and parang by people. Paranging by neighbors is like you and about 8 people, you will go and sing Christmas carols or Christmas soca parang songs, and you go at people and you knock on the door and everybody sing, come out and sing, and you eat food and you drink drinks, you know, and you do that from house to house.
From Trinidad, we go further south, down to Guyana. Our guide is Guyanese Renwick Dewsbury.
We would usually eat a lot of pepper pot, which is one of our national dishes that was created by the Amerindians. On Christmas Day, nobody really leaves the house. That's just like tradition for us not to leave the house on Christmas Day, because that's the day for your family. We really like reminisce in how far God has brought us, and we would make like resolutions and stuff like that.
Now we're off to Kenya, where we met up with native Joe Tingse. He says Christmas in Kenya is not much different from how we celebrate Christmas here in Jamaica.
Christmas is the best time for Kenyans specifically because people hang out, people get to meet each other, families travel up country, just hang around each other and have that family quality time. So it's a really warm time for Kenyans, even as me specifically. I get to see my relatives whom I've not seen for maybe, let's say, over the year. In Kenya, there are major activities which really happen are people going out, eating a lot, and just having fun. It's the
most wonderful. Our last stop on the journey is Malta. Our guide, DJ Patrick, begins by telling us a rich biblical story about how the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked on the island on his way to Italy.
He washed up on the beach. Everybody was saved on the ship. I'm sure you know it in Acts 28. And he made a fire. He was bitten by a serpent and he shook the serpent off into the fire. A real blessing that he said actually was that he was met with unusual kindness from the islanders. So I think that's one of the kind of giftings of the Maltese people.
And because of this, Christ is the central focus of Christmas celebrations in Malta.
In fact, they actually call him Bambin here, which actually means the baby, and people use that all year round. They still call him the baby because that's very much how the focus on Jesus is, which I know he's not a baby anymore, but still, at least his birth is celebrated in a big way.
The Maltese start their celebrations with a church service and have a similar love for Christmas decorations, just as we Jamaicans do.
Most people will go to a midnight mass, usually on Christmas Eve, celebrating it with Christ in the center. So you don't need to say put the Christ back into Christmas because he is very much in the middle of it. I would say Maltese are probably the most enthusiastic people in the world about Christmas decorations. You see all kinds of flashing lights and things in every window just about. It's never snowed in Malta, I don't think, only hail sometimes.
That's it for a look at Christmas around the world. For producer Andre Palmer, I'm Lorraine Mendez, wishing you all the best for the holiday season. It's the most
wonderful time. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.